Hello guys, welcome back to a brand new episode of Black Speak Global Podcast. I am Lucy.
And I'm Eugene.
And yeah, welcome to a brand new...
We here!
We can't even act like... Is there even a point to be like, Eugene, let's try and do this again.
What's that around your neck?
ask me again.
Lucy, what's that around your neck?
No. You know, let me just...
My brother's like, oh, you need to wear it like a bust down chain.
No, shout out to your brother. He's right. This is going to be on my neck all July.
But as you can see, guys, this is our Wimbledon preview pod. So we're going to be talking about, obviously, the draw. And yeah, catching up a bit on like the grass court season so far. Mm-hmm. And a lot has happened. Like, obviously, we've been to Queens,
yep.
Eastbourne.
Yep.
Oh, no, Queens, Birmingham, sorry, Eastbourne. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And was there another one?
No, that's no.
It.
There was not a number, there was no black players.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so we're just going to basically catch you up on everything that we've been doing as well, but also really, really and truly just get into the draw. Because, there's a lot to kind of unpack there.
So today, obviously, the draw ceremony.
To be fair, let's rehash this. So, yeah, Lucy, where were you today, actually? Today being Friday. As you can see, I'm like dressed. I've come straight from work. Lucy's been elsewhere, but I'm sure she could fill us in.
So yeah, I went to Wimbledon to pick up my accreditation and to also go to the draw ceremony live. Wow. I'm aware that people can catch up on this on the app or website, blah, but this was like in person. Very nice theater room, by the way. Yeah, and it was really dope.
Yeah.
It was really, really, really nice. I got there late, but I didn't get to Wimbledon. I actually got to Wimbledon at 9:30.
Would they call it CP time?
Yeah, I know. Very on brand here. But to be honest, the gate to pick up our accreditation is literally the whole other side. I literally got to Wimbledon at like 9:30.
Damn. Yeah.
Literally, it took me that long.
So what time was the draw?
10.
Oh, okay.
That's why I purposely got there at 9:30, time, you know, I know where it is, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, but that was a very nice experience. So that was actually the first ever time I even like tweeted live for any draw ceremony. So I think it's something that we can actually definitely continue doing.
Yeah, no, definitely.
It was really fun.
Because I think with most Grand Slams now as well, they broadcast the draw on YouTube or like their
website. I think...
French or social media.
Yeah, or something like that. I think Wimbledon is probably the only one that has like a proper like thing, like ceremony. Do you get what I mean? Whereas I think, I can't remember which Grand Slam does Facebook.
I think it may be Australia.
I think it's Australia. Yeah. I can't remember. There's one that used to do.
Were there quite a few journalists in there?
Yeah, there was quite a few. Yeah. There was quite a few journalists. There was different, obviously, friend of the pod, Tamani, was there.
Shouts out.
He's probably still there working. You know, that guy's working really well. But yeah, there was literally quite a few. Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
But so let me actually grab my computer.
Oh, the lappy,
for this.
Get the lappy out.
Lappy.
Are we gonna go women or men first?
Women first. Let's go with women.
Ladies first.
Okay. So
let's start with Venus, because like you said, everybody was like Venus coming back here. Love it.
So Venus got, for those who don't know, Venus actually got a wild card.
Deservedly, five-time champ.
Five-time champ. You know, she is the reason why all of these women players are also getting equal pay at Wimbledon. Never forget
facts,
your history.
Super facts.
Her first round, ladies and gents, is against Ukrainian... Elena, Svitolina, who also got a wild card, by the way.
And again, deserved, I'd say, deserved, she deserves that. Oh, wow. Listen, she's a mum coming back, so you have to respect it.
Respectfully, she ain't the only mum that's
Lucy.
I'm just saying. I have my theory, but I am definitely 100% not sharing my theory on this podcast.
Interesting.
I'm going to keep it between you and I, Eugene, because We keep it safe. But anyways, so Venus Williams is playing against in the first round. And I have to say, during the ceremony, literally, guys, people gasped like crazy. Like the room was like, oh my gosh. And yeah, her path to the final is looking, it's looking a bit difficult. But either way, I'm not even looking the rest of that.
This is the first round. Looking at like projected jaws. Like,
really?
Yeah.
I feel like it's always, interesting.
I've always hated that.
Yeah, you've always said that you didn't like it, but
because that could all go out the window.
No, like, it's true.
In the first round,
it's true.
Like you can get someone gets upset. Like, yeah. Do you get me?
You just never know.
Fair enough.
I think to be honest, when I was again, that's another thing that I did for the first time. So how did you feel when I did it?
What?
No,
it's fine. Like, of course, that's like standard
yeah,
practice.
Yeah. But you're just saying as like, you're just saying as a personal thing. Yeah, you just don't. All right, yeah. Cool. It's funny because that was kind of the first time I did it for the platform, and as I was doing it, there were some players I was looking at. I was like,
how?
Yeah. How? But not even more like this player could actually come and just do a madness, and then do you get what
exactly.
I mean? Like it's kind of hard of picking because once you get to like what round four quarterfinals, we are kind of guessing like, oh, we believe
just
this
anybody's.
Player. Where it could be just anyone. So yeah, but that is 100%. Listen, centre court. Don't play with me, Wimbledon. Yeah. Centre court.
Centre or number one, you'd think. She's a 5-time champ.
You have to put that match centre court.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's number one though.
Fair enough.
So,
but Wimbledon, come on now.
And obviously, I think Svitolina, she's a semi-finalist, don't want to say. She reached the semi-final at Wimbledon a few years ago. I'm not sure what year, but I'm pretty sure she's reached the semi-final, I think.
Let me actually
don't quote me on that. But just Venus.
No, you're right. She actually reached the semi-final in 2019.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But remember, she didn't play last year.
Exactly.
But to be honest, she is someone who's actually done pretty well since her return. She's already won a title. She's been looking pretty strong.
Yeah.
I walked past her in court and she looked very serious. And I was like, okay, girl.
Focused.
So yeah, so she probably even saw that draw and was thinking, fucking hell, mate.
It's a bit of a headache.
Bit of a headache, but yeah, everyone in that draw ceremony was like, what the?
With Venus as well, I think we should also like talk about like what she's been doing. So
yeah,
she was in Birmingham, obviously. Mm-hmm. Got that nice win over Kimina Georgie,
mm-hmm.
Which is like a 3-set epic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I watched that on TV, but then for her second round, I was actually there for that, and I did some like live tweeting. Not as good as Lucy, by the way. I tried, and yeah, she lost to Ostapenko, who again she went on to win the tournament.
Yeah,
and I always say there's no kind of shame in losing to the eventual champion.
Yeah,
and obviously Ostapenko, I think she's what 25, as in 25 years old.
Not only she's 25, Ostapenko has.
She was a top seed or second. Was she top seed or second seed? She was one of the high seeds.
That, but also her performance on grass is really good.
Yeah, she's
really
a solid grass
well.
Court player. And
yeah,
Venus took her to 3 sets. And I think in the decider, she was like two. She broke early. She was like 2-love up, possibly 3-love. But then, yeah, Ostapenko fought her way back and then eventually got the win.
But back to the match with Georgie, like, that was incredible.
Yeah.
Literally.
A lot of drama.
A lot of drama. You know, the first. So I actually missed, because I think I was in a meeting.
Okay.
I missed the first couple games where she apparently fell. She was even crying a bit, and then they wrapped up her legs. And then when she fell, Georgie like shouted like come on and like in the title net or something. And Venus was like,
I'ma catch you.
Like she gave her that look, that Venus look, and she came. But besides all of that, I find it so incredible. And you could see the excitement and joy when she won.
Yeah.
It was more of like, and I don't know, is that she seems so much more like, she's always been appreciated what she's accomplished, but recently it's been even more and more. Like, you see it in her captions, like, I think she even posted on Instagram how she's so thankful for opening. I think she opened a number one court, the centre court, and stuff. And
practicing.
Yeah, practicing. Yeah. But either way, I will always be excited. I said it about Serena last year, like when people were always talking about like, is she gonna retire? And I always said it, I was like, you guys are going to waste your time not appreciating the last 100%. Moments that we have with them rather than asking these silly questions. So glad we're all doing it with Venus. And yeah, this is gonna be definitely, I think this is hands down the most excited and anticipated match for like all fans, to be honest.
Yeah.
First round, sorry. And after that, speaking of American,
there we go.
We do have an All-American first round.
Oh damn.
Coco Gauff, who just reached the
semifinals
at Eastbourne. Shout out to her for that. And Sophia Kennan.
Qualifier. Who beat our girl Taylor.
So this would have been Taylor versus Coco then.
I don't know what Sophia Kennan's doing in qualifying though, as a former Grand Slam like champion.
Well, she was MIA for a hot minute.
I don't know where her ranking. I think she's like in the hundreds at the moment. Clearly, she's in the hundreds at the moment. But again, that's a nightmare.
So she's ranked 126.
Damn, yeah.
Yeah, she did have a little like difficulties and stuff.
I think she had a long injury.
She had a long injury.
Laid her off for a while.
I actually forgot that she won the Australian Open. That's true. But and that's honestly another exciting thing. Maybe because it's mainly, you know, all American and everything.
I'm expecting Coco to come through that though.
How do you feel about Coco? No, I feel
very, very good.
She played at Eastbourne, which I briefly actually interviewed as well at Eastbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the first time.
Was it a round table?
It was a round table. So it was on a press day for Eastbourne and it was so nice because one, there was not a lot of press because obviously they were all at Nottingham, most of the press, because it was like a full-on UK
Volta, Burridge,
so everyone was just, most of the reporters were there obviously, so there's only like 4 or 5 of us,
wow,
including Tamani, and
Coco Gauff top 10, that's mad.
Yeah but that was just for the entire day, so it was Ons first, who was super nice. Who else did we have? There was Coco on Pegula.
Okay.
I did miss Elena Rybakina. Because I was watching Watson, I believe, or something. I was watching a match. And homegirl is tall. It's funny Coco is tall, but she's very like, you can see that she's so fit.
She's an athlete.
Yeah. Rebecca Nart, she's just really like, she stood up and I was like, whoa. I was like, wow, like I know you're tall, but yeah. But I'm really proud of Coco because she did lose on the second round at Berlin, which was her first.
Yeah. I think she got bageled as well, didn't she?
She got bageled the second thing. But she came around. In Eastbourne, she actually played a lot of Americans. Yeah. She just played only Jody Burridge.
Burridge,
who I knew was not going to win that. But
she absolutely just demolished her.
Yeah, she did.
I think it was Bernarda Pera before
and Pera as well. So it was Pera first, Burridge, and then Pegula, and then
good win
Keys.
Against Pegula as well, because that's her friend, doubles partner.
Yeah, and I do want to shout out Pegula actually, because you know she actually
Griselda, if you know, you know. Sorry.
She actually, yeah, he did shout her out. I wonder if she does listen to.
I mean, I'm assuming she knows who they are.
Do you know what? Like, of course,
that's a great question. We have to.
I'll ask her and be like,
Benny the Butcher or West Side Gun.
Yeah, I might actually ask her. I'm gonna have to ask her that. Because, you know, we press now, baby. You know what I mean? I ain't got to sweat. You know what I mean? I ain't got to weigh and own nothing. You know, we different. Last thing as well I want to mention. This was actually the first time as well at Eastbourne that Pegula and Coco paid doubles together.
Yeah.
Which was really dope.
They did withdraw though.
They did withdraw.
Because they reached the semifinals.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. to be honest, I don't really.
Oh, I think that's fine. Like,
makes sense.
I think they're number two seeds at Wimbledon, so yeah, in the doubles draw. Yeah. So yeah.
And honestly, these matches were so easy for them. I feel like they could have probably easily even won those titles. But yeah, so shout out to Coco. Really looking forward to her. And
what's her path looking like? Just, I know you tweeted it, but yeah, like, yeah.
Yes, I sure did. So Coco's predicted draw. Kenin, obviously, then either Hunter or Wang. Round three, Venus Williams, Mertens or Serena. Round four, Azarenka, Kasatkina. I'm going to be honest here. I only put this name because I could not think of anyone else, because that is how clear to me her draw is. I put, what did you say her name again? Barrage.
Burridge.
Why do I always say Burridge? Anyways.
What round is that?
Round four.
You think Burridge is going to get to round four?
No, it's just that there wasn't literally anyone else for me to put. I really just put that for respectfully. Quarterfinals.
This is where it gets tricky.
Quarterfinals.
Eager. I'd love that.
Tennis gods, free us from ego.
I'd love that though.
Please.
I think Iga.
To be fair,
Iga can be got at.
I don't see Iga going all the way to the quarterfinals.
Iga can definitely be got at on grass, 100%.
And apparently, right now she actually has food poisoning.
Yeah, because she pulled out in Bad Homburg.
Yes.
Just quickly, where do you think Bad Homburg is? Because I know you're a traveller. If you had to say, what part of Germany is Bad Homburg? Don't have to include this, but this is funny. I want to just see where you think.
Berlin? No, not Berlin. Hamburg.
It's not Hamburg. I thought Hamburg as well. It's Frankfurt. So weird. So, so weird. But anyway, moving on.
Why are y'all confusing us like that?
Moving on.
Semi-finals. Garcia, Samsonova.
Samsonova, yeah. Good player.
And Pegula. So, how do you feel about that?
Listen, I'm... We'll talk more later on about like who we think, but I'm very confident about Coco.
Yeah.
So I've got good feelings about Coco this year.
Because even the finals is like it's looking clear. Next we have Alicia Parks. I believe is this her first time playing
Wimbledon?
Main?
Yeah. So it'll be her debut.
Nice, mm-hmm. nice. That's really interesting. So, yeah, Alicia Parks, she did play at Birmingham, was it?
Reached the doubles final with Storm Hunter.
Yes.
And
so
they lost to Barbora Krejcikova and Ukrainian girl, Marta Kostyuk.
Yes.
And that was I want to say three sets. I think it went to a decider. Mm-hmm. I think it played a 10-point match decider tiebreak thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, nice run to kind of get to a doubles final. And obviously we know Alicia Parks, she's very good in doubles. So mm-hmm. it wasn't like a massive surprise. But yeah, it'd be nice to see her like, and I think she's got game for the grass. Mm-hmm. Like, so I think people are very genuinely quite excited to see like how she does on the grass. So I look forward to seeing her.
Agree.
And who she got first round, sorry?
Friedsam,
yeah, the German.
And then a German.
She's beaten before, I think, on clay.
Okay.
Last year, or maybe, I think it was last year, actually, or maybe 2 years ago now. But I remember they played each other on clay. It was like a 250. And yeah, Parks came through that. So it's nice when you have a hit, like you've got...
Yeah, so you know, she played last... She played her last year.
Yeah.
At WTA 1.
I think it was a 250. Is it on clay?
No, it was like a December. It was like a smaller tournament.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like those challenges and stuff. They've actually played quite a few times
they've definitely played on the WTA tour.
The only time she beat Parks is doubles once.
Okay.
So that's looking really good.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's looking good. And she doesn't have the greatest performance on at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
2019 is the last time she played, and even that she was out on the first round.
And Parks is obviously ranked higher than Friedsam.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
You'd expect Parks to come through that.
Yeah.
So who would she have in the second round, if anything?
So second round, she would have Eva Bogdan, which is fine, but then Samsonova.
Anna Bogdan. Also, yeah. Okay, Samsonova. Yeah.
Yeah. So Samsonova could might be tricky. A little bit. Mm. Yeah, tricky. Obviously, more experienced. Right. She is seeded way higher as well.
Yeah.
But she has not played Wimbledon the last 2 years.
She's Russian, isn't she?
Yes.
Samsonova.
Oh,
so,
that's
yeah.
true. Oh,
yeah.
I completely forgot about that. Mm. That's true. But in 2021, she did reach the fourth round. That's actually the only time she played at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. But yeah, shout out to Parks. Obviously, it's been quite tricky for her in terms of singles, but at least she reached the doubles in
Birmingham. Yeah.
So yeah, looking forward to seeing her like starting off. Up next we have Sloane Stephens.
Who I don't think's played a warm-up event, has she? I don't think she's a grass court event.
She hasn't, no. She actually was in Canada.
Oh,
enjoying.
Yeah, for the F1,
she was enjoying time with her husband. She took a private jet and her Birkin. And she went to enjoy her life.
I don't know if you've seen the headline. I think it was The Sun.
I saw it. I really saw it. Shocking. And I was just like, really?
It's tough, yeah.
But you know what? People be hating. You know, if I was a certified hater like them and I saw somebody flying in a private jet and Birkin and I'm white because I'm here thinking, damn, since when black people got money like that, I'm gonna make such headline. So shout out to Stephens.
Wild.
But her first round is against Peterson.
Okay. The Swede.
Yes. I think it's going to be okay. Peterson doesn't have the best record on grass or at Wimbledon anyways. Whereas Stephens, I think her best record is like, what, fourth round?
Yeah, she's definitely reached second week.
I think her best record is fourth round.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was the quarters, you know. But yeah, she's definitely reached the second week.
Quarterfinals, but yeah. That was like 10 years ago. Mm. But besides that, she's hit like mainly like third round. So hopefully this year it will be.
Do you know what? I think with Stephens as well, and you kind of said it on the last pod we had with Tamani.
Mm.
Like come Grand Slams, like she brings
that's
it.
That's true.
So, and that's I think true. That's pretty much with all the big players.
But with her, it's just different.
So yeah, I'm fairly confident about Stephens again, considering mm-hmm. she's not played any warm-up events. I don't think that's too much of an issue. And yeah, that's a decent first round as well, Rebecca Peterson.
Mm. But she has played against Peterson like 2 years ago, but Peterson did beat her. But that was hard court.
Okay.
And that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was CE Open. So we shall see. Up next, who... Oh my god.
Staying with the women, yeah?
I'm staying with the women. But I am extremely, extremely frustrated by this because it's the second time that this is happening. Paolini.
Oh, Jazzy. Yeah.
She gets Petra again.
And what?
It's not like she got Petra last year, like qualifier round or second round. No, she got her. First
like
round.
Repeat, yeah.
Who did she get again?
Just copy and paste.
And I'm just like, why? Just why? Why are you guys doing this?
But again, Paulina, she's done okay. Like she.
No. Listen, don't get me
I'm
wrong.
I'm saying on grass.
On grass.
This year.
Oh yeah. On grass, she's done really well. Listen, I saw her live for the first time at Eastbourne.
Yeah.
And man, I feel like all she needs a little bit more practice and she will get like so like comfortable on it. I feel like she had like it was so that experience was so great because a lot of people because she played against
Burridge
and I think because a lot of people still don't know about her, they underestimated her.
Yeah.
They just saw one small yeah, Italian woman, just, you know, well, Ghanaian Italian, sorry, facts. Woman walking in thinking, oh yeah, this is going to be simple. Obviously, it's grass. You're obviously always going to think, oh yeah, UK players, I mean, like Great British players are like playing, you know, better and stuff. And yo, people were mesmerized by her move. Like, they were like, hold on a minute. Where is, even me, I was thinking about some of her power sometimes. Like, at least I could hear comments from people like, raw, like, wow. And there was a lot of times where, obviously, I hope she knows that, I hope she wasn't too frustrated or too worried about the fact that people were not clapping for her.
Yeah.
Because although they were not clapping, they could not keep their eyes away from her. Like, I could hear people like talking, like, think, like, literally saying, like, wow. Like, because she was hitting, when she was hitting hard, she was like, I was looking at her like, a powerful girl. Where's all this power coming from? Even so, when you see her, you don't really like, do you get what I mean? So, shout out to her. I know that must not been easy for her. She played two qualifying rounds and she played against two
Brits.
And the first one, which we actually could not attend, which was against Reina Stoiber.
Stoiber, exactly. Yeah. That one was actually three.
Yeah, so that's her first qualifying thing. That was, it went to three sets. Reina won the first set and then it went into, and then Jasmine won the last two. And then she did beat again Jodie. But again, she had a tough draw.
It's unsuitable. I don't think she's ever beaten her as well. I think they played like three or four times.
First of all, Onstrable on grass is a whole different thing. But yeah, I don't know what is going on. Tennis gods, wake up. Stop giving my girl these hard-ass draws. Stop giving her to Petra. It's enough.
Listen, man. Although, when I think about Paulina, I just think about the I think it was Miami, where she beat Indian Wells, where she beat Sabalenka. And I was like, wow, we've arrived.
Like, she has. That's the thing. She has actually beat some top.
This is what I'm saying. So she's got it in her to get these wins over like these big time players. So,
and to be fair, last year she did send Petra into three rounds.
Yeah, into three sets.
And yeah, she won the first set. Petra won the last two. But the reason why I'm a bit worried this time is because Petra actually won a title.
When?
Yeah, she won Berlin, I believe.
No, that was
just now.
But not Kvitova. Oh, she got Petra, of course, Kvitova.
Yeah, I was about to say, am I going crazy? Sorry, guys. We had a long day, okay? I've been just come up straight since from work. 6. No. Eugene just came from work, as you can see from his smart clothes. She just won that, although that's the only she pulled out.
For some reason, I had Pliskova in my head. I was like, what the hell
are you doing? No, Petra Kvitova. So she was supposed to even play an interesting match against Ostapenko at Eastbourne, but she pulled out obviously after winning that. So I'm hoping a little fatigue when she gets to Wimbledon.
We'll see.
But we'll see. But yeah, so
she's a two-time champ as well, isn't she, at Wimbledon?
She's a two-time champ at Wimbledon. So yeah, maybe they'll put it on Central Court so then more people can know about our girl.
It's a horrible draw for Paulina.
Because I think last time they were court one. But yeah, not the nicest first round for our girl.
But listen, stranger things have happened. So we'll see. And she's also playing doubles as well. I think with Trevisan.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, great. I think this is not their first time, right? They've done it before.
No, they play doubles quite often at the Slam. So that would be nice to see her in doubles and singles action.
Yeah, that would be great.
Who's next?
So we have our Eastbourne finalist who is playing tomorrow. Which is Madison Keys. She actually has a Brit player who got through the wild card, Cartel.
Oh, Sonia Cartel, yeah.
Yes.
And Keys, she's seeded, isn't she?
She's seeded 25.
25th seed.
I think she got this, to be honest.
Yeah.
Especially that she's all the way to, made it all the way to the finals at Eastbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully she would definitely bag that.
I think she's won like two grass court events.
She has, yeah. And I think she won one at Eastbourne before.
Yeah, she won in 2014,
yeah.
And so Birmingham as well.
Yeah.
So she knows how to play on grass.
Mm-hmm. To be honest, her potential draw is looking pretty good.
Yeah.
Second round, she has, who, I'm about to butcher this name, Anna Carolina
Schmidlova.
There we go. She has her.
Schmidlova could lose in the first round.
Golubic.
Okay, yeah. Swiss.
Swiss.
She's actually a handful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only player that might be a bit tricky is the third round, which is, even that I'm tempted to even not take.
I think Golubic has got a bitch, you know, not Golubic. I think it's actually got a bitch. But anyway, sorry
guys. I can't. You're right. No, you're actually right. I can't right now.
My bad.
I apologize.
But who's this next person you say?
On that note, actually, shout out to that man that's saying the names at a draw ceremony. Because, bro, you have the hardest job possible. So she might have Badosa, third round. Or Sakkari,
who's madly
actually
in love right now.
I'm not even getting
anyway,
to
that. Anyway, yeah.
Last but not least, we have Watson, who's got through the wild card as well.
Yeah.
She is playing against Czech player Krejčíková.
Oh, yes. That's a horrible draw. Yeah.
That's a tough one. I think Watson has struggled a little bit as well at Eastbourne.
Although she did go quite far. Was it Birmingham? She had a run. She had a run at Birmingham. Yeah.
Sorry, it was only Eastbourne. She didn't make it through. Eastbourne. She didn't make it through the qualifying. But then she got in lucky loser,
yeah.
But then still lost the first round. Mm-hmm. But again, last year she had a good run at Wimbledon. Let's not forget
Fourth round, I think it was.
Yeah. And that was a long time she hit that. She was so happy.
Yeah.
So shout out to her and hopefully that will all go well. Now, let's go into the men's. So, let's start with, is it Big Ten Foe?
Top 10 foe.
So top 10 foe has a very nice draw as well.
What's the seeding? Sorry?
Number 10. Number 10, my nigga.
We move.
So he has Wu, who I think this is even his first time playing, if I'm correct. Yeah. Sorry if I'm not.
Talented player, Wu, Chinese.
Yeah. His predicted draw, he might have Stricker or Popperin second round. Third round might have Dimitrov, who did quite well at Queens, or Ivashka.
Okay.
Fourth round, Rune or Van der Zandt.
Go on, Lucy.
I'm trying here. Rune as well, who's been doing pretty well. Yeah, I'm not too sure about his grass.
Rune's solid.
But he's been doing really well this whole
Queen semi-finalist.
Queen semi-finalist. Yeah. And to be honest, this whole season he's been doing pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. Quarterfinal, Alcaraz, Senegal, Zverev. Free us from Igor and free us from Zverev. Please. Semi-finals, Medvedev. I put this for decoration, Tsitsipas and Nori. I put Cam Norrie there because he's been doing pretty good. And also last year, I think he reached semifinals, quarterfinals, something like that. But before we actually go in further, we have to give a shout out to Francis Tiafoe for bagging his grass title in
Stuttgart. Bossed up at the Boss Open.
The great thing about this as well, that means Francis has titles for all surfaces as well. And after that, that's when he reached top 10. So big shout out to Big Foe. He reached the second round.
Yeah.
It was quite tough. But again, we are good. We already bagged a title for the grass season. I love how he bagged a title for clay season. And now grass back to back, which is great. So hopefully we can put in all that energy.
I think he's actually looking at Wimbledon as like a realistic like target, and I think again everyone knows like he's got game for all surfaces.
Yeah.
And I think grass in particular, like he's scary. Like mm-hmm. It's a scary prospect, like Francis Tiafoe playing well, like
for sure.
No one's gonna want to play him.
For sure. Up next, we have Christopher Eubanks, who is actually going to play his first final ATP tomorrow.
ATP Tour final, yes, sir.
Yes.
In Mallorca. Shout out,
in Mallorca. So really good as well. Fingers crossed, bags that. First round, he has Montero. But then he does have a tough second round, which is Cam Nouri.
Interesting.
Or Machak, but I don't think that's really...
Yeah, because Nouri's a seeded player, isn't he?
He's a seeded player, 12 as well.
Montero, though, won't be easy. So Montero, Brazilian. If you know your football, I put in... I said he looks like Paulinho, a former Brazilian, played for Tottenham. They do look alike. Anyway, but yeah, I'm expecting Eubanks to come through that.
Why do you think Montero's going to do... Madness.
No, he's a good player. Like Montero, he's a solid player.
No, the only reason why I feel like it's going to be easy is because he hasn't played much at all this grass season.
Okay.
And at Wimbledon.
I'm expecting Eubanks to come through that. But
I just think only once we get to second round.
Yeah,
probably get a very entertaining match though.
No, definitely. He could potentially beat Nouri 100%.
Yeah.
Because again, Eubanks is someone that has game for the grass. He's big. Big serve. He likes to volley. Comes into the net a lot. Mm. And yeah, just kind of knows how to play grass court tennis.
Yeah.
So he's a threat to anybody, definitely.
Yeah. Up next we have
Mikel,
who reached the
quarters
at Eastbourne,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, I actually think I did walk past him, but he was walking really fast and he looked like he was in his, you know, mind and stuff, so I just let him be. But shout out to him. He has Alex Molcan,
okay.
The first round, which should be interesting.
That's a tough draw.
He did reach third round Wimbledon last year, but yeah, I mean, still should be all right because.
Got some confidence.
He got some confidence and Eastbourne and everything. So, yeah, really looking forward to that as well. the star of the season, I would say, Ben Shelton.
Hey,
which Shelts. I've noticed a lot of some people are like out here complaining, like, why are we talking about Ben Shelton?
They need to chill.
Listen.
They need to chill.
Don't be hating. Stop hating.
And the thing is as well, people need to realise, like, his dad was a pro. So, like, it's a nice story, like... It's a really nice story in terms of his dad's a former player. He's now kind of following in his dad's footsteps, and he's seeded at Wimbledon. This is his debut, and he's
and I think his dad had his best run was
at Wimbledon. Exactly. So there's the story.
But besides all of that as well, for those who keep on asking why we'll talk about Ben Shelton, well, the guy is bloody entertaining. Mm. He's great, and he built up like really, really quick, and he's marketable. like, I don't understand. Like, do you get what I mean? Like, yeah. We want this sport to be as entertaining? But first round, he has Taro Daniel.
Japanese.
I think that'll be fine.
Is he a qualifier or lucky loser?
Yeah. I think he is actually. He's not seeded at all.
Yeah.
He's not seeded, whereas Ben Shelton actually is. I think Shelton's seeded like
32nd.
His predicted draws. Second round he has he could have Jarre or Cressy.
Okay.
But third round.
Why are we laughing?
Team or Murray?
Oh, okay.
Or Tsitsipas or Peniston. So yeah. But what we know for sure is if he gets to the third round, we're getting an entertaining match.
Listen,
for sure.
Again, no one's gonna want to play Shelton. I'm sorry. I don't know, yeah, he hasn't had the best of times on the grass. I think he did get a win at Queens against JJ Wolf.
Yeah, JJ Wolf, yeah.
And then lost to Massetti the following round, and then this week in Mallorca he lost to Eubanks actually.
Yeah
and that was their first meeting on the ATP tour.
I
think prior to that Shelton had beaten Eubanks in like their previous three meetings, but that was on the Challenger tour. But again, Shelton's got the game, like and like you said, he's exciting, he's marketable, like he's bringing a lot of attention to the sport, which is what we like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm very excited about Ben Shelton.
Yeah.
Who's next?
I think that's it.
Felix?
Oh, sorry, my bad. Felix seeded 11th.
10 and 11, that's mad. But anyway.
We do need to keep in mind that he hasn't really been playing.
He's not played any warm-up events. I think he's just played the exhibition at Hurlingham.
Yeah.
Which is like a friendly.
Yeah. And to be fair, he was slightly injured right before French Open.
Exactly.
So he wasn't really like 100%. But again, you never know. It is Wimbledon. He does have Krajinovic.
Whoa, yeah, Serb.
Yeah, Serb. Serb, he's not even seeded anyways. Yeah. So.
And with Felix as well. Felix did reach the quarters, I want to say, at Wimbledon.
He has reached the quarters at Wimbledon.
Do you remember? It was the year we were there. Do you remember?
I remember. You were trying to watch literally the match while we were on
centre court.
I think we were watching Federer when he was on.
But I was watching Felix on my phone on number one.
Yeah, because we only had centre court tickets.
How times have changed, Lucy. Anyway.
But yeah, he did reach quarterfinals in 2021. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing Felix for sure. Another British wildcard, George Lofhagen.
I think Lofhagen, yeah.
Lofhagen. I also saw him play at Eastbourne. Very powerful player, actually. Extremely powerful player.
I want to see, is he 22? I think he's 22 years old.
I think he's way old. Oh, no, he's 22, sorry. Yeah. He's 22. This is actually his first time playing at Wimbledon as well.
I think he's had some injuries as well, which is why we haven't really seen much of him. But he's been doing his thing on like the ITF circuit.
Yeah. So he plays Rune.
Just quickly, what did you make of him at Eastbourne?
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. He's just like a really powerful player. I think he just needs to get a little bit more used to the grass as well. But yeah, he's pretty good as well. So he has Rune next.
And that was a three set match, wasn't it? At Eastbourne, he played.
Yeah, it was actually a very long match to a point where they actually moved the matches to other courts.
And he did serve for it as well.
Yeah,
he had opportunities.
He was very, 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 very close. But at least now he has an opportunity to go to Wimbledon. And yeah, he has Rune, who's had a very, very, very successful season. So yeah, might be slightly difficult, but it's going to be interesting, 100%. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing him because this would be the first time a lot of people would have seen him play as well. So
yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people know about him yet because, like I said, it's actually his first time playing at Wimbledon as well. But looking
very
forward
exciting.
To that.
So yeah, good luck to George, man. And to close. So Arthur Fils. wild card again, well deserved. Because he's a top 100 player as well, but I think he just missed the cutoff when the Wimbledon draw was made. So he missed out on in terms of getting in through ranking. But
yeah
he got a wild card in, and again, he deserved that. Who's he got first round?
He's got Pino.
Damn. Who he played at the French Open as well.
Yeah.
In the first round. Yeah. Did that go to five?
Let me double check.
I think I'm pretty sure it was close. Maybe you got a set. Was it five?
Four.
It was a four set match.
But yeah. I think that was a really like tough, like it was a good match.
We saw Fils. Well, you saw more of him.
Yeah, saw him at Queens.
Because he came through qualifying.
Actually met him as well. Was really dope. But yeah, no, he looked really good, really focused. He knew like whenever there was like tough position that he was in, he knew how to like do it. He was supposed to be actually playing against Alcaraz, the first round. And I remember saying that I think Alcaraz don't have the best performance on by then he had the best performance on grass. And, you know, he was no one's really favorite pick, to be honest, for Queens. And he shut my ass up and went ahead and won the title. But, yeah, Fils, honestly, his movement on grass is amazing.
Yeah.
He serves really well. And, yeah, the second round of the qualifying round, it was a bit tricky, but he found a solution.
Yeah. I was really impressed with that, man.
It was really, because I can't remember who he was playing against. But
Alexei Popperin.
That's it, yeah. Popperin, yeah. And Popperin was hitting them first serves, like, insane.
He lost the first set as well, and then he had to come back.
Yeah. And so it was harder for him to like break. Exactly. But he did it really well, to be honest. So really looking forward to him. He pulled out because of like a slight injury, but yeah. He didn't really describe what injury was.
I think he was just basically, he just wanted to basically preserve himself for Wimbledon. Like, I don't think it was just like a precautionary thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it
was actually serious. He was slightly a bit injured before.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think he wanted to keep it safe by pulling out with that. Yeah. But yeah.
And to close, we have to shout out another Frenchman, Laurent Lokoli.
Lokoli, yes.
Who came through qualifying again.
He did.
Another 5-set epic against Michael Mo. Devastated. I'm devastated for Mo, obviously. Mo being, you know, well, he's someone we speak about quite a lot as well on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Evenden coaches him. Shouts out to Zach.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was a 5-set because with qualifying, the third and final round is best of 5.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, first and second round, it's best of 3. And then the third round or the final round, it's best of 5. And yeah, that literally went the distance. Mm-hmm. And it was Lokoli that came through. And it's funny because they played each other at the Australian Open earlier this year.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And that was
also
a 5-set epic.
Yeah.
But Mo came through on that occasion.
Whereas
this time it's Lokoli.
Look at that.
So it just shows, like, exactly, the game is literally anybody's. But looking forward to seeing Lokoli. Who's he got in the first round?
Rude.
Casper. Damn.
But Casper Rude's been living life. He said grass season's going to concert, playing golf, and living life.
Who's he watching in these concerts again? He's a big, was it week?
The weekend, which I was actually surprised.
It's a bit random, isn't it?
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's going to be an interesting match. Yeah. But yeah, I mean.
I don't think any player likes facing a qualifier because the qualifier has.
They're hungry. They're hungry. So, whereas from the way Rude is looking, I don't think he really even cares about Wimbledon like that. I'm not going to lie. And he doesn't, I think. Maybe, you never know. I feel like Rude probably is like, you know what? Maybe Wimbledon's not my thing and I'm just going to do whatever.
I don't know if it was edited or like kind of dubbed or whatever, but yeah, I saw there was an interview with him. I think he was talking to Barbara Shett, as in Rude.
Uh-huh.
And he was saying he's motivated to do well at Wimbledon because he wants to go to the weekend concerts. He's got two concerts, I think, second week. So he's like, he's motivated to get to the second week so he can go
that
to the weekend's
is so
concerts.
So funny. To be fair, is the only Grand Slam where he doesn't have the best performance.
Yeah.
First round, second round. He hasn't even played that much at Wimbledon. So you never know.
Crazy.
He's probably in the like, whatever, innit?
So before we close then, Lucy, talking about the draw in general now, more general, who is your kind of favourite on both sides, as we always do for Grand Slams?
So for men, I'm going to give 2. For men, I have Francis. And I have, unfortunately, Djokovic.
Oh, you do? Oh, so you're giving 2. Okay. Unfortunately. Okay.
Unfortunately.
For the women?
For the women? Yo, for the women, it's wide open.
Interesting.
For women, it's wide open, but I'm going for my girl Coco. I feel like
you're stealing my picks. But
hey. No, for the woman is for the men, I'll also add Alcaraz in there. Sorry. I'll add Alcaraz as my
backup.
No,
you see, I can't do this. You can't have 3 men.
I can't have 3.
No, you've got to go 1. Sorry.
You're sounding like my friends when I'm talking about my dating.
Okay. And also
I'll go with Djokovic because I actually did mention that on the last pod.
Exactly.
And then I will go with Coco for real because when I was going through the draw, I was like, this is clear.
Yeah, I like that. I do like that. Both very solid.
What about you?
You know where I'm going for the women.
Coco, because you actually said
100%.
So. That's true. You actually said it privately.
So I'm going Coco. I just have a very good feeling about her. Like, considering obviously she's not had the best of seasons in terms of like, runs and stuff, but this run at Eastbourne, and I just think in general, like, I just feel like it's time.
Yeah.
So I'm going Coco for the women.
Men?
Men, I'm going to go... That's more tough. I'm not going to lie to you.
No Novak things.
I'm not going Novak.
Okay.
No. And I was kind of itching to go Alcaraz as well, but again, I don't feel like going Alcaraz.
Okay.
And you know where I'm going.
Top 10 for?
You know where I'm going. It's on brand, but also I do genuinely believe that. Like, honestly, like, okay. I just feel like...
To be honest, his draw looks clear.
And his game on grass, man. Like, he's a problem.
He won a title.
That's why it comes... Let's get Zverev in that quarterfinal. Let's go.
Hey.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
I'll be there. But yeah, guys, man, thank you so much for tuning in. And Lucy, thank you as well, because you're the one that's going to have to put this thing together before Monday.
Before Monday.
So,
but besides that, that also means that our next couple pods are not going to be available via video. We're going to figure out how
we're going to put that on YouTube.
Because we're going to be recording our podcast on site at Wimbledon.
So
really looking forward to that. So stay tuned, guys. So make sure that you actually do follow us or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We will upload a podcast on YouTube, but obviously there will be no video.
We want to do like some like more interaction or interactive things with followers as well. So like Twitter spaces.
Yeah,
and
we
stuff
might
like
do
that.
Actually a Twitter space. So I think like the first week we should
Once you confirm that, we'll let everybody know, and then it'd be cool. Like if people can like tap in and like interact with us, because that's what we want. So we'll be on site, which would be pretty cool.
So make sure that you follow us on socials and everywhere else, and enjoy Wimbledon.
Indeed, looking forward to it, guys, man. Thank you so much, and take care until next time.